Welcome back. Events before the rapture. Don't forget you are walking by the Issachar anointing.
That's right.
In 1 Chronicles 12, 32, to know times and seasons and what Israel ought to do. Mm. And today we've been having so many prophecies concerning events before the rapture.
That's right.
Part of which was what just happened recently. The prophecies about president or past president Donald Trump.
Former president Donald Trump
of the United States of America. Mm. A lot of prophets prophesied, you know. Mm-hmm. Trump was going to win election, and they made it seem like it was a divine order, a divine mandate from God. Mm-hmm. And they even saw it as an event before the rapture. Mm-hmm. Please, Pastor Moses.
May I use this opportunity to tell the whole Christian world, ministers.
Mm. Go ahead, sir.
You see, when you begin to seek recognition by the world,
Richard,
you begin to seek for attention, recognition, so that the world will see you as some great man that have some special privileges. Mm. The privilege among them, the privilege of hearing from God for the people.
God's voice.
So that people will mark you as some important person, it is very easy to go off.
Mm.
You see, what recognition we are looking for first is from God.
Amen.
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 This world does not like us.
Mm.
So don't try to cut friendship of the world. The Bible is even against it.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Don't seek recognition by the world. If you're a true minister of God, your recognition is from God. Mm. And what gives us fulfillment and joy is the number of people our ministries affect.
Mm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The purpose of the ministry is achieved.
Amen.
Amen.
So, you know, as the year is ending,
yes, sir.
You see men of God struggling to give, you know.
Yes, in 2020, we saw a lot of prophecies from men of God.
Although this is 2021, for 2019, mm-hmm. we had a lot of
prophecies
for 2020. I think the lack of fulfillment. COVID-19 scattered all prophecies. Mm. Maybe it humbled some of them.
Mm.
But there are some that are just nothing can humble them.
Mm.
Scandal will not humble them.
Mm.
Even sickness in their body will not humble them.
Mm.
Judgment, evident judgment from God will not humble them.
Mm.
You know, I mean, failed prophecy shall humble whosoever gave it, if the person was sincere.
Failed prophecy.
Yeah, failed prophecy. You know, I want to mind my language. You know, there's false prophecy, you know, and there's failed prophecies.
Mm.
You know, there are two different categories. There's a false prophecy and a failed prophecy. Now, it is false when you say it is thus said the Lord and it doesn't come to pass. It becomes false prophecy. Now, it is failed prophecy when it was a prediction that was given. You made permutations and then you thought this is what should happen. Then what you said failed. And most of what we call prophecies, they are actually predictions. Now watch the language of prophecy. Prophecy is thus saith the Lord. The Lord say, I should tell you. You are making reference to God who gave you his word, and the word of God never fails.
Amen and amen.
But the word of man can fail. Now watch all this. I have seen them. Some of them, general overseers, some of them who parade themselves as apostles and prophets. Now, you know, and big ones, names all around the world. Now, watch the language the I wish. Do you have any? Do you have any of them around?
We'll get some.
I wish we had some here. You know, a man. They said these are the 2020 prophecies. They will call it prophecy because they want to look, put some divinity in them, look divine. You know what I want to say. But the truth is, watch it. A man of God along Ibadan and Lagos Expressway should pray very well for his health this next year. The government should be very, very watchful against insurgency and banditry that will come even up to Lagos.
Prediction.
Naira will... Do you have any?
I have
There's one here.
Prophecy of Olukoya, once in a while.
Okay, this is from Olukoya.
Because I have conversations with some of his...
Now, the first one is... 2020 is a year where disobedience to God will yield terrible results that no deliverance can reverse. Mm-hmm. Second, more than any other year, the enemy plans to bring the dog spirit, strange sexual perversions. Three, year where round-the-clock prayers are needed against national resistance. Now, watch it. All that he says, I didn't see where he said, thus said the Lord. Therefore, this is not prophecy. Now, this is prediction. So it can fail. Because whatever generated it is by his permutations and putting together world events and things that anybody who is current and with current affairs put together, and you can know this and that. So now this can fail. Now, I have to tell the brother of Jesus Christ that this guy is not a prophet.
My God.
Okay? He's not a prophet. Okay? He's a pastor. Olukoya is not a prophet. He is a pastor. So don't expect God to talk to us through him in prophecy for the year, the body of Christ. He sent some apostles, and then some prophets, and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Now, let's learn to stay in our calling. Let Olukoya stay in his calling. Let Adeboye stay in his calling.
Amen.
Okay? And let Pastor Moses stay in his calling. Now, the fact that I see vision, I hear God, I hear God talk to me. That I have the gift of the word of knowledge. And when I dream, it comes to pass. Now, that is the gift of the word of knowledge. That is the common thing with anybody that prays. When you talk to God, he talks to you back. But when it comes to God sending a message to his people, prophetically, he sent some prophets.
Amen.
Now, a lot of people don't even understand the difference between the word of knowledge. One who just sees vision and hear the word. Now, listen. The vision does not come by your prompting. The voice, you don't hear it by your prompting. Only a prophet can do that. Only a prophet can do it.
And call for it.
That is the prompting. He's only a prophet.
Wow.
And when God also wants to send a message to his people, he raises a prophet through whom he also speaks. And that prophet will not go. After giving the message, begin to go and then take a sermon on his prophecy and begin to teach. He does not have the ability to teach. If a prophet tries to teach, he's finished. Then you leave what you are saying to look as if you are predicting. A prophet says it as it is, and he has finished his own because he's not the originator of what he's saying. It is the originator that will try to explain what it is. Okay, thus said the Lord. And he says it, and it is over. But because these people, sometimes the people push them, they have elevated them to the medium between them and God. So a new year is coming, they come to them. Journalists have come to me in time past. I think they've all known me now, so they don't bother. And what is the Lord telling? Is that the word of the Lord for next year? What is the Lord saying? I said, no, you have to go to a prophet. I'm not a prophet. But as a man of God, what do you want my opinion? Then I will not tell you more. And I've told him several times, there's too much evil in the light. Except the people repent, next year will be worse. Because it shall not be well with the wicked. And that is not prophecy.
According to your pastor.
And I'm speaking now as a preacher.
Exactly.
That's why we want the people to repent. So most of this, that is where it came to Donald Trump. Now, what people say is prophecy were actually predictions. You know, based on this, and then their own wish.
Yes, sir, their own wish.
Personally, I have wished that Donald Trump will continue in America. A second term. I loved him because knowing the importance of America, in the world affairs, there are things that happen there, the world automatically imbibe and, they spearhead. If they are spearheading anything for good, you know, they achieve it. And they also, if they also spearhead anything for bad, they also achieve it. And we know before Donald Trump came in, we saw the condition of the whole world. Things that were never thought of before suddenly became legalized. Because America started there, and they were even making subtle attempts to force nations that depend on them, what they have influence on, you know, to tow that same path. And we saw the result. And people, you know, were crying for change. And we're even praying for a change. You know, when a gay person will come to a pastor that preaches that homosexuality is abomination according to the Bible, and then he is told that if you don't do it, then it's a discrimination and the hate speech and all that, you know. They claim freedom of religion. And then yet, you don't give me freedom to choose who I can ordain and who I cannot ordain and who I can wed and who I cannot. So the whole thing was a whole mixed up, and we saw it as an invasion of the Christian faith. So all of us needed somebody as radical as
Trump.
And we wished him to continue. We believe God brought him. And when he has finished fulfilling the purpose, God will take him away too. Of course. And so, many people like me, I know many of you, say, what of Trump, what of Trump? I will never go beyond my mandate and my understanding to say things when I know I have a followership, you know. And I don't even want to act prophet. I don't want to act. I will always tell you, oh, I wish this. This is my mind.
That's right.
You know. So, and a lot of people... forget the warning that is in the Bible. I want to give scripture to what I'm saying, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Deuteronomy chapter 18.
Deuteronomy chapter
18. Take note of those verses. From verse 9.
From verse 9?
Yes.
Okay. When thou art come...
Yeah, please try to read it, maybe even up to verse 22.
Okay. When thou art come into the land...
There are some people that maybe watching me now have not read this. God.
When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee,
yes,
thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of
those nations. Don't do like the abominations of those nations.
There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch.
So you see, God,
or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer.
And you know one mystery.
Yes, sir.
And that is why God himself has set the fivefold ministry. Do you know that all these now, when you cannot go, you know, William Branham said something very interestingly. He said, when the cinemas came up, the cinemas invented, you know, Christians, holiness Christians, will not go to the cinema halls to watch those movies. And to be able to watch that movie, you must go to the cinema, you know. Then the television was not invented.
That's true.
So William Branham, you know, in his one of his comments, he said, when Satan saw that the target is the light bearers, Christians will not go, he said, he invented cinema call the television and put it in their homes.
Mm.
That was why he hated the television.
That's true.
Now, since William Branham came up and said, don't put on the television, and the holiness believers will not watch television. We know that even some time ago, Deeper Life will not keep television.
That's true.
And core holiness people will not keep the television.
Yes, sir.
It went beyond that. You will not, it's not in your parlor. Now it's in your pocket.
More dangerous.
So you see. Now, so also it is. It is all satanic agenda to get at us. Now, watch it. Now, no Christian will go to any of these abominable places, the Bible called them.
Yes, sir.
A chama.
A witch.
A witch doctor. Do you know who a chama is? Do you know what it is to charm something? To hypnotize something.
Hypnotize.
Yes. And then cause it to do your bidding. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know, there are a lot of things that are going on in churches today that is nothing but charming. They charm the people. They charm something, and you see some supernatural manifestation, and they call it a manifestation of the spirit. Wizards, necromancers, all these enchanters, witches, observers of times, all this, the Bible says, you will know. Oh, you can't beat God, brother.
Amen.
You can't beat God.
Amen.
That is why I keep saying that you must be open to the leadership of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Christians.
Amen and amen.
There are some followers of William Branham ministry that have not moved beyond revelation given to them in 1965.
Wow.
I'm telling you. They will not, you know, but see it here. They're all here before us. So all these now have now come to the Christian fold. They have moved from their shrines, moved from their clovens, and now come with signboard.
Christopher.
Since the Bible says you cannot go to them, they decided to come to you. Now, verse 12.
Verse 12. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord.
Oh God.
And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. That shall be perfect to the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do.
Amen. Okay.
The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. According to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God.
And we know this prophecy was fulfilled in Christ.
Amen.
Okay. Yes, now, but while you apply it to Christ, you can also apply it among the people.
Amen. That's right.
Because Israel needed a prophet.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. So we too, when you need a prophet, God will raise up a prophet. But it will be like Moses.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we need a sermon, a prophet like Moses. So that people will understand. Write it down and I will preach it.
Amen.
So that people will understand this verse, a prophet like Moses.
Wow.
Okay, prophet now read on.
The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. According to all that thou desires of the Lord thy God in Horeb.
Remember what happened in Mount Horeb. That's why he's making reference
to. The day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God. Neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not.
Because he said, come before me. When the presence of God came, they were all afraid.
Yeah,
they said, no. So therefore, he said, if God wants to talk to us through you, that's why I say a prophet like unto him. He said, Samuel, we'll come to that. Yes.
The Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee. I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him.
So you see the identity, the identification? Okay.
Amen.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophets which shall presume presume to speak a word.
This is where we are going now.
The test of the prophet.
You see now, go on. Amen. Verse 20 again.
But the prophet, he shall presume to speak a word in my name, mm-hmm. which I have not commanded him to speak.
Yes.
Or that shall speak in the name of other gods.
Yes.
Even that prophet shall die.
That prophet shall
die.
The death here is not fall down and die. Mm. Total separation from God. Mm. Heading to hellfire. Mm. Yes.
And if thou say in thy heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken?
How shall we know them?
When the prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord.
You see, this one evil speaketh in the name of the Lord. Now, wait. You know, when you say he speaketh in the name of the Lord, can be applied in two ways. One, he says, thus saith the Lord. Then another one, because he is a Christian, or seen to be a man of God. So when a Christian speaks, you see what he's saying here now.
Wow.
Go ahead.
When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord,
yes.
If the thing follow not,
if the thing follow not,
nor come to pass,
it does not come to pass.
That is the thing which the Lord has not spoken.
So you will know that the Lord has not spoken that thing that he's speaking in the name of the Lord.
But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously.
Eh?
But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously.
And what did he say?
Thou shalt not be afraid of him.
So when he said thou shalt not be afraid of him, do you know what that means?
Shall not regard him.
Not anything he said, don't take him serious. Because the purpose of prophecy is to warn. You know, it is to warn, make things clear. So you have to take note of that. And please, this is not, even if this is this prophecy the only we're going to talk today, we will talk.
Yes, sir.
No problem,
we,
sir.
We will talk for today and continue next time.
Amen.
Because this is very important.
Yes, sir.
You know, everybody wants to be a prophet.
Sir,
so that let
me cut you a bit, sir.
Yes,
this is important to us because I mentioned that of Mountain of Fire. Now we know Pastor Adeboye has a large followership.
Yes,
in 2021 there's prophecy from him. This is from his website. Now I'd like us to just read it. This might be prophecy. That one was
now he said. Now he said, is this the one from Pastor Adeboye?
Yes.
Some of the things that happened. For 2021.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
He says some of the things that happened in 2020 will spill over into 2021.
Prediction.
But take note that he didn't mention the things. He didn't mention the things.
True. Prediction.
Therefore, it is a prediction. The world as a whole can only come out of the wounds when they admit the following. One, that it is the Most High that rules in the affairs of men, not science. That it is God that gives wisdom to the wise. Now, I mean, such language. It's the same thing like Olukoya said now.
This is not prophecy.
But it's not prophecy now.
Yes, sir.
This is prediction.
Pastoral
this is pastoral admonishment. A spiritual person, based on the abundance of his wealth of experience, spiritual perspective, he's now saying it. If I know that what happened last year, I believe is a judgment from God to awaken the people and bring the fear of God to the people. And I noticed that come this last year, 2020, it didn't change. People are used to getting worse and worse. I will tell you that it will continue next year because it is a judgment. Because the purpose of the COVID-19 is not yet achieved. So it will spill over to next year. Hunger. COVID-19 brought hunger.
True.
So next year, has the COVID-19 gone? By the time it's given this prophet's prediction, another strain of the COVID-19 had come up. It had already increased. So will it stop one day back? So it will spill over to 2021. And so you won't say this is fulfillment of prophecy of Adeboye. You know, there's something about religion, you know, so that because you yourself, you call it his prophecies. That's why I'm telling you, you know, you say his prophecies. They are predictions, you know, they are predictions.
Wow.
You know, when a father from experience begins to warn a son, you know, the way you are going, you are going to end up like this. It's not prophecy. It's predictive. Because the guy may be doing something the father may not be understanding to, that he knows what he's doing. So if it doesn't go that way, will you say the father's prophecy failed? No. It's prediction.
Prediction.
Now, always remember that such spirits are in the Bible. We all know the mighty prophet called Jeremiah in Israel.
Yes, man.
Confirmed prophet. But did you hear of another prophet called Ananias that was coming in conflict with him? Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 27 from verse 1.
Jeremiah 27 from verse 1.
Please take time and let our viewers, because I discovered that many people have confidence in what we are doing, and we must not let their confidence fail by any form of wrong teaching. We should not mislead them. And so let's take time. Let Bright TV give us time, please.
Okay.
Don't rush us. Please. Please, don't rush us. Go ahead.
Jeremiah 27.
From verse 1.
From verse 1.
Listen to the story so that they will understand.
In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus said the Lord to me, make the bonds and yokes and put them upon thy neck.
This is thus said the Lord. Do this prophetic action. Prophetic action. What did he say?
Make the bonds and yokes and put yokes. Them on thy, upon thy neck.
Upon thy neck, Jeremiah, put them upon thy neck.
And send them to the king of Edom, and to the king of Moab, and to the king of the Ammonites, and to the king of Tyrus, and to the king of Zidon, by the hand of messengers which have come to Jerusalem, unto Zedekiah, king of Judah.
Now, send this to all the kingdoms around, all the nations around. This yoke, send it to them.
And command them to send to their masters. Thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Thus shall ye say unto your masters.
Listen, when you go with those yokes to those kings of the Moabites, the Edomites, the Ammonites, and the Tyros, and the Sidonians, and even Zedekiah, the king of Israel, this is what you should say.
I have made the earth, the man and the beast that are upon the ground.
That's right.
With my great power, by my great power and by my outstretched arm. And I've given it unto whom it seemed me.
God is the one. You see, that is why my perception is very, 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 very different from so many of our preachers who sometimes go off the expectations of people who are revelated. The Bible keeps saying in several places, nobody on earth can occupy a position of a king, of a ruler, over God's creature, except God places him there. And that is why people are surprised that they never hear me attack the government of the day. I am brought up first and foremost to be patriotic. My background is to be patriotic. My background is not that of an activist. My background, I'm talking of I as Pastor Moses Alu, I was trained in the military enough for me to be patriotic and to be loyal to authorities. And that's why I do as much as possible not to break the laws of the land. I am brought up like that to respect authorities. And when I became a Christian and saw that all powers that be are of God, now, you know better. You mean he's the one that put the one in China that said there is no God? He put them there. You mean he's the one that put the Hindu one in India? He put them there. What of those promoting gay and everything? He put them there. Didn't God know they would do that? He knew. It is to fulfill his purpose. Therefore, when you kick against the government and you begin to suffer for it, don't think that you are suffering for any just cause. You are fighting the maker. Especially we that are Christians, what we do is to go on our knees. We don't know the power of prayers.
Amen.
If it is God that placed him there, then God can remove him. So we go to him, Father, this man that you put here is suffering us. That is why you won't see me abuse Buhari, the president of Nigeria now. Neither did you see me abusing Jonathan, the one Buhari took over. Neither did you see me abusing Obasanjo, the one that preceded Jonathan.
Yeah.
And all other presidents, since I gave my life to Christ, I have a duty to pray for God to rule us better. I have a duty to cry to God if that man is like Ahab, and God knows how to remove Ahab and place the righteous king after him. So we have to take note of that. And always remember, he gives a people the leader they deserve.
That is heavy.
He gives the people the leader they deserve. Ahab became a king when Israel was already apostate. He gives them the leader they deserve. Nigeria got the leader they deserve. When they were busy abusing Jonathan, okay, you need a better one. You say that's okay, then he gave them Buhari. Now you are complaining again. He will soon give you the next one that you deserve. Everyone he gives you is the one you deserve. If you have decided to rule with fear of God in you, he will bring a leader that has fear of God. If you decide to continue in your iniquity, he will bring a fearless leader. He no go chop. You too. All of them go suffer hunger. Anyway. So you have to take note of that.
Amen.
Note that verse 5 again.
Yes, sir.
I have made the earth,
yes,
the man and the beast that are upon the ground.
Yes.
By my great power, by my outstretched arm.
Yes.
And I've given it unto whom is it meet unto me.
Yes.
And now have I given all this land into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant.
Hey, who is that?
My servant.
Who is Nebuchadnezzar?
God's servant. Servant.
God's servant. He was not a Jew. Okay.
And the beast of the field have I given him.
He said he gave it to Nebuchadnezzar.
And all nations shall serve him,
yes,
and his son, and his son's son,
mm-hmm,
until the very time of his land come. And then many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of him.
Okay.
And it shall come to pass that the nation and kingdom which will not serve the same.
If you refuse to serve Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, what will happen?
And I will not put their neck under the yoke of the king.
You won't allow him to rule over you with all his power upon you. You want to protest him? What will happen?
That nation will I punish.
Who will punish them?
God will punish.
Who will punish them?
God.
Okay, go ahead.
Fear the Lord. And with the sword, and with the famine, and with the pestilence, or they have consumed them by his hand.
So, is that what we are suffering from in Nigeria? Okay, let me hang it. Think on that.
Yes,
let me put it. Think on that. Okay, verse 9.
Therefore, hearken not ye to your prophets, not to your diviners, not to your dreamers, not to your enchanters, not to your sorcerers.
Hearken not.
That's true.
What hark is not here. But don't hear and act. That is a hiking.
True.
Don't act on what they tell you. That is a hiking. He said, hiking not. Ye to your what?
Hiking not to your prophets.
So you have your prophets, not prophet of God. Okay.
Not your diviners, not your dreamers.
Yes.
Not your enchanters.
Yes.
Not your sorcerers.
Okay.
We speak unto you saying, ye shall not stab the king of Babylon.
Can you see it? Can you see why you never see me follow this social media campaign against the government of the day? Okay. Why?
For they prophesy a lie unto you.
That's right.
You have seen preachers, respected preachers, stay behind pulpits, the whole world listening to them, and finishing the government of the day.
That's right. A lot of them do that.
A lot.
Now, when they see people like Adeboye not following them in that line, they don't know that Adeboye knows better his scriptures, but they are thinking because his people are in power. But he has always been like this. He has always been like, have you ever heard him stay and condemn what the government is saying? It's on his prayer. It's a prayer. Now, that does not mean that we don't have our feelings. We have our own impressions. But we subject whatever feeling we have to what the word of God says.
Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely.
And that is reflected on how we preach the gospel. Okay, verse 10.
For they prophesy prophesy a lie unto you, mm-hmm. to remove you far from your land, uh-huh. and that I should drive you out, uh-huh. and ye should perish. Uh-huh. But the nations that bring their neck under the yoke of the king,
if you obey King Nebuchadnezzar
and serve him,
and you serve him,
those will I let remain still in their own land,
okay,
said the Lord, uh-huh. and they shall till it and dwell therein.
Uh-huh.
I spoke also to Zedekiah, king of Judah.
Jeremiah now went to his own prime minister, his king.
According to what this was saying, bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him and his people and leave.
You see now, obey this king, on a God to put on there. Obey my king, my president, obey him. Go ahead.
Why will you die?
Why will you die, thou and thy people,
by the sword, by the famine, and
by the pestilence,
as the Lord has spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon?
You see?
Therefore, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that speak unto you, saying, ye shall not serve the king of Babylon.
Okay.
For they prophesy a lie.
Prophesy a lie unto you. Go ahead.
For I have not sent them, said the Lord.
Okay.
Yet they prophesy a lie in my name.
He didn't send them.
Yes, sir.
But they prophesy in his name.
Mm.
That I might drive you out, and that you might perish, ye and the prophet that prophesy unto you.
You see?
Also, I spake to the priest and to all the people, saying, thus said the Lord, hearken not to the words of your prophets.
He also spoke to all those priests in Israel.
Mm.
The Jews.
He spoke to all the spiritual leaders in Israel.
Of your prophets that prophesy unto you, saying,
yes,
behold, the vessels of the Lord shall now shortly be brought.
Because people were prophesying, it is well, it is well, when danger is coming. They are prophesying, all the vessels, they will come back. I have heard somebody prophesy that the glory of Nigeria is going to be, God is going to wipe, God is going to, and I'm looking at him, oh, what are you saying? Okay.
For the prophesy a lie unto
you. What did they prophesy? Verse 16 again, please. For
I speak to the priest and to all these people, saying, thus said the Lord, hearken not to the words of your prophets that prophesy unto you, saying, behold, the vessels of the Lord's house shall now shortly be brought again from Babylon. For they prophesy a lie unto you.
They are prophesying a lie because it will not come now. Go ahead.
Hearken not unto them. Serve the king of Babylon and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore should this city be laid waste?
Uh-huh.
But if they be prophets, and if the word of the Lord be with them,
mm-hmm.
let them now make intercession to the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord and in the house of the king of Judah and at Jerusalem go not to Babylon.
Oh, yeah, let them prophesy. That let these vessels go not to Babylon. There is a reason why he said, go ahead.
For thus said the Lord of hosts, concerning the pillars and concerning the sea, concerning the bases and concerning the residue of the vessels that remain in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took not, when he carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Joachim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yea, thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of the Lord, and in the house of the king of Judah and of Jerusalem.
What did he say?
They shall be carried to Babylon, and there shall they be until the day that I visit them, saith the Lord. Then will I bring them up and restore them to this place.
Okay. We never finish. Chapter 28, verse 1.
Hallelujah.
And it came to pass the same year.
Yes.
In the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year, and in the fifth month,
Now, this is where we are going. The conflict begins here.
Yes, sir.
Yes?
That Ananiah, the son of Azor, the prophet, which was of Gibeon, spake unto me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and of all the people, saying,
what was he saying?
Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon.
He come to tell them it is well.
Another message.
He said he has broken it. Don't worry. You said this captivity is for 70 years. But God said, okay, go ahead. He said he has broken it. How many years?
Within 2 full years, will I bring again into this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. And I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the son of Joachim, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah that went into Babylon, saith the Lord. For I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon.
After how many years?
2 years.
2 years. Okay, go on.
Then the prophet Jeremiah said,
you see a sincere prophet. What did he say?
Said unto the prophet Ananiah, in the presence of the priest, and in presence of all the people that stood in the house of the Lord. Even the prophet Jeremiah said,
Amen. Who no one made the thing end?
Amen.
Who wants to suffer? He said, Amen. Though you are giving prophecy contrary to what I receive, If God came later to now tell you different from what me, the prophet, why not? Amen. Go on.
The Lord do so.
Yes, so.
The Lord perform thy words, which thou hast prophesied, to bring again the vessels of the Lord's house, and all that is carried away captive from Babylon unto this place.
Nevertheless.
Verse 7. Nevertheless.
Okay.
Hear now thou this word that I speak in thy ears, and in the ears of all the people. The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms, of war and of evil and of pestilence.
That's right.
The prophets which prophesied of peace, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him.
Shikena, no argument.
No argument.
Because he showed the voice he had.
Amen.
Verse 10.
Shikena. Then Ananias the prophet took the yoke from off the prophet.
Prophetic assure.
And break it.
And break it, prophetic assure.
And Ananias spake in the presence of all the people, saying, thus saith the Lord, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of two full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way.
No fighting, just wait. Shekinah, verse 12.
Then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah.
Again, as he turned, he was turning and he was going. Now, the true prophet, it's time to speak.
Why?
After that, Ananias the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah.
Because he was wearing it. For all to hear, this is thus said the Lord. And to be a prophet is not easy. Okay, go ahead.
Go and tell Ananias, saying,
the Lord now say, go tell that false prophet.
Thus said the Lord.
Yes.
Thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron.
Hey!
For thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations.
You are, that cannot be broken. Go ahead.
That they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And they shall serve him, and I have given him the beast of the field also. Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Ananias the prophet, hear now, Ananias, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest these people to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. So Ananias the prophet died the same year in the seventh month.
When a prophet speaks, so would everybody fear Jeremiah? Would every prophet, everybody, I mean, all fear Jeremiah? That's what I want you people to note here. That these false prophets, people who speak presumptuous things and say, thus said the Lord, it's a spirit that has always been in existence. And they are always recognized because they say what the people want to hear.
My.
And that is the reason why in Ezekiel chapter 14.
Ezekiel 14.
You see?
Yes, sir.
Verse 9. From verse 9, what did he say there?
And if the prophet be deceived when he has spoken a thing.
Hey!
The Lord.
If what?
And if the prophet be deceived when he has spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet.
Now. So let some people have not read up to this. Let's read it from verse 1.
That's right.
Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them?
You see, you have already made up your mind. There is something you already made up your mind about, and you are coming to inquire of God. And when it is time to make such inquiry, they will not go to Ezekiel. They will not go to Jeremiah. They will not go to Daniel. They will not go to
Isaiah.
Or Elijah. God. Or they can't try Elijah and Elisha. They can't try it. Because, yes. Neither can they try Micaiah.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
Go ahead.
Therefore, speak unto them and say unto them, thus said the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity
this
before his face.
This is a principle now. Principle for hearing from God. Yes?
And comment to the prophet.
Yes?
I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols.
This is how he will answer you. Go ahead.
That I may take the house of Israel in their own hearts.
Yes?
Because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus said the Lord God, repent and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, which separated himself from me, and setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me.
What did he say?
I, the Lord, will answer him by myself.
By myself. Mm.
And I will set my face against that man. I will make him a sign and a proverb.
Did Ananias? Did not fulfill in between Ananias and Jeremiah? Exactly. Go ahead. And I will do what?
And I will cut him off from the midst of my people. And ye shall know that I am the Lord.
Was Ananias cut off?
Yes, sir.
Go on now from verse 9 now.
And if the prophet be deceived when he has spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet, and I will stretch out my hand upon him, and will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel, and they shall bear the punishment of their iniquity. The punishment of the prophet shall be even as the punishment of him that seeketh unto
him. Can you see?
That the house of Israel may go no more astray from me, neither be polluted anymore with all their transgressions.
Now, I want you to note verse 9 again. Please read that verse 10 again.
Okay. Verse 10. And they shall bear the punishment of their iniquity.
Yes.
The punishment of a prophet shall be even as the punishment of him that seeketh unto him.
The punishment of the prophet shall be even as the punishment of him that seeketh after him. Is that not fulfilled in the story of Ahab and the 400 prophets?
True.
In 1 Kings chapter 22, you know, you can read the whole of that, 22, 23, you know, read the whole of that, that he had done an abominable thing and the prophecy was hanging over him. Prophecy of death upon him. Abomination is upon him. And this is the kind of thing we see among the so-called prophets. Gentile prophets, especially in Africa. In fact, even in the US and everywhere else. All these are prophets. You are seeing judgment upon the people. You are seeing the politicians in Nigeria. Their corrupt practices have reduced this great country to, you know, this miserable estate we have found ourselves economically, politically, and everything. And people are thinking that restructuring is the answer. They're restructuring. You don't want to divide the country. They have finished dividing the money. Now they want to divide the land. And they call it restructuring. They have finished our finances. Now they want to divide the land with another language they call restructuring. And while they are there with the activities and the masses of the people are suffering, there are 400 prophets telling Ahab all is well. Who are the prophets to these politicians? Who are the prophets to those
president and governors?
Those in government generally, and all the big politicians. All of them have prophets. All of them have prophets that prophesy, that see vision for them. Many of them are domiciled in Abuja. They will always go close to the seat of government. When the seat of government was in Lagos here, all of them their headquarters was here. Now they moved to Abuja. Headquarters are moving to Abuja now. You know, so that you will understand this scripture is true.
Very true.
Amen. The same thing. Now he wants to go to battle. Somebody whose prophecy of death is upon him. And he's calling 400 the prophets. You killed Naboth with your wife, abominable woman you got married to, Jezebel. Elijah prophesied to you what will come upon you because the thing waited. You think God can be bribed by anything else. He watches over his word to perform it.
Amen.
And appropriate time.
Amen.
He was now set. He went to inquire from 400 prophets. 400 prophets were telling Ahab, go, Ramogilia belong to you. Go, Ramogilia belong to you. Unknown to him. It is his heart desire God is giving him. It was God that was answering him through those people. Through those his false prophets. So that he will go and perish. This verse 10 where you read there, is it not the same thing happening now? The punishment of the prophet will be the same as the punishment of those that went to seek his face. All those 400 prophets died. Ahab died. I, the Lord, will answer him by myself. He said, and you will destroy that prophet. All of you that are encouraging these politicians, encouraging these people that are destroying the land, see the billions we hear. Now, billion doesn't mean anything again to us. They are recovering them, you know. The level of corruption that is in this country, and no prophet, Nigeria has no prophet.
Amen.
Oh, that's yeah. Right. Oh, certainly.
You said it before, sir.
Oh, and I have no apology for that. We're still looking for... I'm not a prophet, though. I think I've said it.
Yes.
I'm a pastor. Nigeria, and not just Nigeria, the whole world, we need a prophet. Unfortunately, God will not raise a prophet for the land because he has already raised one already. Which is Jesus. Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Now, the prophet he's raising now is a five-fold ministry.
Amen.
For the edification of the body.
Amen.
To keep us going, to guide us, to comfort us in the midst of all the difficulty that is going on. Those are the ones. So don't expect just once a while. Any prophecy that is given, like the prophecy that Sister Marachi gave concerning COVID-19, that prophecy was not to the whole world, it was to his people.
The church.
To the church.
That's right. That's right.
Any prophecy is to the church. Those people, they are not prophesying to the church. They are prophesying to where they belong. You will prophesy to where you belong. So that you will understand, you know, why some of us continually place these people where they belong. While the world is celebrating them, we are looking at them as false people. False prophets. And there's a judgment hanging over you. Instead of saying things that will cause a sinner to go and repent, you say things to promote yourself to receive the gratifications that go with such exposure. God will judge all of you. God will humble all of you. If you have a genuine call from God, God will do something that will, you know, cause you to retrace your tracks and come back to the pathway of your ministry. Amen. Where many of you are going is not your ministry, it's not your calling.
That's right.
If you're a prophet and you have anything to tell the outside world, you are telling them so that what happens to be a sign, because what you say will come to happen, then they will not believe where you are coming from. But all you do is, you want to be snapped with the governor. You want to be seen at Aso Rock. You want to be seen with the big politicians. And then it is a sign that you are a great prophet. You are not, before God, it's an abomination.
That's right.
I'm telling you this. Maybe one of them will hear me if he has a genuine call. Even this you are hearing me now, God has a way of confirming to you that what I'm saying is the truth. Watch your dream. The Lord will visit you, you, the prophet, looking at me and getting angry now. If you have a genuine call. But if your call is this, yao mamos work anointing, nothing. Go. You will acquire all you want to acquire here by whatever permutations you do and call a prophecy. If it comes to pass, they hail you. If it doesn't come to pass, you'll be explaining why it didn't come to pass. And then, because they don't know any better, they will believe in you. After all, you have an anointing. Now, known to them, you are a charmer. They don't know. You are an enchanter. They don't know. But one day, God will expose all of you.
Amen.
Yes. Didn't you see what the young prophet, how his ministry was destroyed by the old prophet? And many of these genuine young prophets, I think 1 Kings 13 or so, you know the story there.
Yes, sir.
They got genuine grace, the new anointing is upon these young prophets. The old one has been packed aside. You young prophet, you don't know. You want to be like that because he has private jet. He has a designer car. He has a big auditorium. Every day he's in social media. He is great. He is that. He moves in convoy of expensive cars. I'm not against it. But why are you using that to rate whether it's of God or not? And you have forgotten that old prophet is there and God bypassed him to raise you. there was an old prophet in the land where that king was messing up in the temple.
Yes, sir.
God did not send that old prophet to go and warn the king. But sent one young prophet that we don't even know his name. He just said there was a young prophet. And then he went there. The voice was clear. When you go there, don't eat, don't drink there. The way you went into that city, it's not the same way you will come out.
Yes, sir.
Give right. your message. He went there. The message was vindicated right there. That old prophet had it and came back and ran and go and meet him. Ran to meet him. He said, look, I am telling you, you don't look. We have been in this thing. Have you not heard of the great prophet this? The king is always coming to me anytime he wants to find out anything. I'm telling you now, come, let's go home. God told me. Can you see? God told me that you should come and eat in my house. You know what is eating? Come and be indoctrinated. We know that. But that is what happened. Come and hear another gospel. God will say, don't go. The prophet say another gospel. God again say. And if that God that called you, sent you there, is to change the order of the movement, won't he come and tell you by yourself? Will he come through someone?
It's not a lot of confusion.
Amen.
But because you think that because he's old, it didn't even occur to you. Why didn't God show you? Why is it me he showed? And by the same mouth again, as they were eating, the real anointing now came.
Verse 18 to 20, 1 Kings 13.
That's say it again. Read 18. It.
He said unto him, I am a prophet also as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water.
That is 1 Kings chapter
13, 13 from verse 18.
Go ahead.
But he lied unto him. So he went back with him.
But he did what?
But he lied.
So can a prophet lie? So do we have lying prophecy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. And it came to pass as he sat at the table that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drunk water.
This is the judgment. Take note, there was no judgment for the old prophet.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand it?
Yes, sir.
Do you know why there was no judgment for the old prophet? His case had been concluded. His case had been concluded. He doesn't hear from God again. Like that. So, who faced the punishment? As you read further, who faced the punishment?
The young prophet. That's true.
And it was that same old prophet that conducted his funeral.
That's true, sir.
That buried him. The same people that are misleading you, the younger ones. Gabriel, I will never be guilty of misleading you, younger ones.
Amen.
I have taught you to use the Bible and challenge me.
Amen.
I have taught you that the day you see me go off the Bible, carry your Bible and leave this church.
True.
Because there are people in this church that love me more than they love God. There are people in my ministry that love my word. They respect my word more than the word of God. So that even if they catch me on top of their wife, they will say, I will not challenge man of God. They will still follow me. So take note. Don't use that. Don't let any spirit make you respect me above the Lord Jesus Christ and his word. When you have that spirit, then I know true, you are benefiting from the Issachar anointing. That's the truth. Don't leave me because I rebuke you and put you to shame, disgrace you. That is evidence of pride.
True.
Okay?
True.
But when I begin to teach contrary to the Bible, that is where you should live. Because I'm now going to your soul. I'm now going to your soul. Your ego, your pride, even lying against you, and the speaking and insulting you at the pulpit has no effect on your soul.
Amen.
It's a test of whether you have perseverance. God can use it to test your humility.
Long suffering.
To test your Christian faith. What level are you? And that's what you must know. That's why the only reason you should leave a church, it should not be because they have offended you. That means you have placed yourself in some acclaimed position. You are, why should, can you talk to me? Is it because I'm watching them talk to me like that? It is a test of your Christian level. The level of your faith. But don't you ever compromise anything that has salvation virtue. Don't do that. Any teaching going contrary, the Bible said, don't do this. Then your pastor, you don't know that that same spirit that incarnated that serpent to talk to that woman may be talking to you now through the pastor. No, it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. I know a great prophet in Nigeria that when their ministry started, is Prophet TB Joshua. In those days, when he first started, you can't wear
trousers.
A woman can't wear trousers and enter there.
TB Joshua.
I visited him because out of curiosity, I visited him sometimes in 96 or so, 1996, 97 or so. I visited there once or twice because what was going on there was, I mean, those miracles were too supernatural. You could not fault it. I mean, somebody saying the name of Jesus, rise, and somebody is rising, you are saying it's of the devil. I told him, I said, stop saying that. Don't say it's of the devil. Can you say it's of the devil? He said, no. I said, did you go there? I went there. He blesses water. He blesses water. And you will drink it, and you will receive deliverance. Fibroid was coming out. Live before my eyes. And when I say mighty miracle signs and wonders, but he maintained a standard of holiness. If you paint your face, woman, he kept women by the entrance with kerosene or whatever, I don't know, spirit. They will clean those things you paint before you enter inside. A woman will cover her head before entering inside. And it was not money, anything. I didn't see when they say it's time for offering. People would just freely on their own go drop the offering that time. Or the normal, just the usual offering time, not a, you know, and it was a shade. It was not built up, it was a shade. Suddenly,
old prophet.
All of a sudden,
old prophet.
He met one old prophet. Certainly he met somebody who spoke big grammar. And interpreted grace to him. And turned the grace of God to what we see today. Now, you see the setting now. Wearing trousers. Women wear trousers. They paint up. They do this. You see, you are seeing it. They don't even bother to cover their hair anymore. Now, the commercialization of the gospel, he taught all others how to do it. They sell water, oil, and all that take place. You even have a card, I'm told, before you're allowed to enter inside, and all the things that are going on. That must be an influence of an old prophet. And when that happens, the grace goes down. The fame increases, but the grace goes down. So you have to now use packaging. Now, it's no more God packaging you. You have to do the packaging now yourself. And people are feasting in past glory. And they are thinking that God is still with them. Those miracles are no longer seen. He himself, he knows it. Those miracles are no longer seen. Stand before that man in those days. you will feel the presence of the supernatural. He could not speak good English. And remember, God uses such things to confound the wise. So instead, he wants to package and say, I look like the old prophet, so that he will belong. You will belong to them, you will no longer belong to God. Because it is about opportunity cost. For going one to hold one, you can't mix the two together. So, and I'm not saying this to indict, I'm praying that comments from me, he will hear it and take a retreat and go back to the ancient landmark.
Amen.
I'm not running him down. You know, each time I see him, I see how are the mighty falling. While the whole world is hailing you, I weigh you by the scriptures and I find you wanting. Because a lot of things you are doing. And who are those who are hailing you? Some of your people will hear me now and attack me. It's because they don't know the Bible. They are seeing your packaging. But those of us who weigh you by the Bible, we know where you have fallen from. And may you retrace your steps, because you are backsliding. You are falling from grace. Not only him, all the likes. You know how you started, how the fire was on. But now, see all the effort you are doing now to package yourself, so that they will still think God is with you. May God help all of them.
Amen.
That is why they will go and start talking about things that don't concern them. Are you interested in giving prophecy about Donald Trump? Okay, he's out of office now. So what explanation will you give? Now, a prophet will start explaining his prophecy. The prophet will start explaining his prophecy. But the Lord said they should pray. They didn't pray. God said they should pray. They didn't pray. And that is why the prophecy didn't come to pass.
God changed.
Haba, haba. And the people will believe.
Yeah, we've experienced that in Nigeria before.
Oh, several times.
Concerning President Buhari.
Yes.
Apostle Suleiman. Yes. Came back and defended himself.
Yes.
Article. APC were praying. Yeah. They were praying in APC and then God changed.
They prayed and all those things. You know, when you see people who have no fear of God, your pride has taken you to a level where even when time for you to humble yourself, you still want, and when you do that, God leaves you alone.
I remember another prophet from the East who prophesied about an Eastern governor not coming in. Mm. So when his prophecy failed, he came and said, at the last moment, that governor made a very costly sacrifice.
Yes. So that we are talking a rapture watch.
Yes,
so that you go to Matthew chapter 24. You know, and verse 11. What is this?
And
a part of the sound of the end
prophets
time?
Shall rise
again,
and many false prophets shall rise
again,
and many false prophets shall rise
and do what?
And shall deceive many.
Many.
Is it not fulfilled now? Is it not fulfilling now?
Yes,
fulfilled, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, that's there's another thing, but we'll take a short break.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back from this break, we're going to look at. You know, the words of William Branham, the statement William Branham made,
that's
the only
true
way to escape from the deadly virus,
and
which message believers have coined to be a prophecy. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.